103.7 Kiss FM. We made it.
We sure did. Wepa! Or should I say, frepa, because it's Friday.
Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. It is Memorial Day weekend.
It basically started yesterday, y'all. You know that. Some people ain't coming to work today, and you know that.
Mentally, it started for me yesterday. I got to admit, I'm checked out. I'm ready.
I was about to hit you up and say if you wanted to take Friday off. I was like, dog, it's too early, though, man.
No,
AKA
we can make
too
it.
Late. I was like, it's already 5:30 a.m. Now we got to get over here. Man,
well, listen,
too late to call it.
Coming up next, I want to talk about what our plans are this weekend, because I have specific plans on what I want to do with my kids for Memorial Day.
Everybody's got plans, apparently. Yeah. Everybody, basically, except for me.
No, stop it. You're going to have some plans. Coming up next, we're talking Memorial Day weekend. What are you doing? What are you up to? And what specifically we're going to do. I'm going to find you some plans, DZ.
All right.
I'm going to send you up north.
To find houses?
Yes, Kiss FM. Here, I'm so happy. Memorial Day weekend, 3 days.
Are you smell that?
Freedom, fun,
barbecue, sun, grilling,
camping,
trips
up north.
Facts. No, it's Memorial Day weekend for sure.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. By the way, last chance at Post Malone tickets.
That's right.
7:45 this morning.
Oof. Well, like I told you, don't meet us here, beat us here, and good morning. Don't go nowhere.
Okay, so Memorial Day weekend. I have been dreaming about this three-day weekend for many reasons. One, it's supposed to be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Two, the sun's going to be out. Three, all of the pools in my life are opening, including friends that have pools and pools at my gym, the Princeton Club.
Yeah.
Pools at the Milwaukee County Parks, Cool Waters, like all of the
pools. All the outdoor pools.
Are opening.
Officially open this weekend.
I am here for it. So my plan is to go swimming all weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
You just going pool hop?
Me and the kids.
So is that an invite? What's up?
Yes. DZ, roll through. Like, you already have a membership to
true,
the Princeton
true,
Club.
True.
Me and the kids love to swim. That's one of the things like we all like to do together.
Okay.
Makes us all happy.
Nice.
So that's something we're going to do. And Hudson has said he wants to go see the Little Mermaid.
Big flex to the new Little Mermaid.
The new Little Mermaid. Hudson's like, Mom, did you know the Little Mermaid's coming out with black people?
And you said, yes.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I did. He said, you try and go watch it?
He said, you want to go? And I said, hell yeah, I want to go. So that's on our list this weekend,
that's
too.
Lit.
But yeah, that's our big plans. I don't know what you and the wife and the son are up to, DZ.
Can I keep it a buck with you?
Yeah.
We need to slow down.
Oh, you need to relax. You need a not active weekend.
You need a not active weekend because what we're going to end up doing is just house hunting, G. And I want to dedicate it. This is another grown man decision in my life where I go, we ain't going to party. We ain't going to go swimming. But we might go swimming. Y'all going to say, we might go swimming with you. But aside from that, my wife just sent me three houses just now. Like, we're actively going through it.
You're house hunting.
We're house hunting hard, and we're going to hit the ground running.
It's a big deal.
Some good homes are coming out on the market, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And then between this and the long weekend, more will come out. So it's going to be a nice little time to actually sit and just go through every list. Go see as many houses as possible. Hopefully put in an offer. Something, dang.
Totally.
So that's what we're doing.
I'm excited. Can you move by me? That's what I need you to
find
do.
Find me a house.
I want to know what everybody else is doing. Because yesterday we talked to a listener who is going camping in Door County. Remember?
Yeah.
Our person who won Post Malone tickets.
Mm-hmm.
She's going camping in Door County. And I know people have things going on. So I want to hear. So I'm going to spend a lot of time outside at the public pools and at our gym at the Princeton Club's pool. They have a nice outdoor pool.
Oh, there's definitely stuff going on.
You're going to house hunt.
Did you know or hear that there's 800,000 people in Wisconsin traveling for Memorial Day weekend?
800,000?
800K.
Wow.
Yes, I saw that this morning and went, what? Y'all are wilding.
Yeah.
So a lot of people got a lot of plans, for real.
That is a lot of people. Okay, well, I can see the phone's ringing. We're going to take your calls next. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. What are you guys up to this weekend? Everybody should be in a good mood. So we're entering the long weekend, but there's going to be that one person who has to work. Just watch, DZ, watch. I'm so nosy. I want to know what everybody's doing. I'm like, oh, we got to get to more than a few calls. I want to answer them all. I want to know what you guys are doing for Memorial Day weekend.
What are all 800,000 people traveling doing? I want to hear from every one of you.
Tell me everything.
Spill the tea.
Let's get right into it. I want to hear what everybody's doing for Memorial Day weekend. DZ found the statistic that 800,000 people are traveling.
Wild.
In Wisconsin.
Wild.
So let's just get into it. How about Jessie in Stallus, who has not used her theme song since she earned it. Today will be the first day since calling 5 days in a row. Oh, I love some Meg.
A little thuggy in the morning.
Megan the Stallion, I'm here for it, Jessie. Yes, okay. Jessie.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are you up to this long weekend?
My stepsister is going to come visit with my niece and identical twin nephews. I can't wait to see them.
Aww.
Can you tell them apart, Jessie? That's the question. Can you tell them apart?
Honestly, I could not tell them apart until they were like toddlers. They are identical. The only way you can tell them apart now is one looks more like their dad.
Okay.
Well, so
like facial structure of their dad, that's the only way you can tell them apart.
That's funny. So his nose is just a little bit different.
Jessie,
a little tiny bit different.
Just a little bit.
Them. I'm going to do some gardening, probably grill out because that's what we do.
I know that's right.
America.
Gardening, grilling, baby. Happy Memorial Day.
That's exactly right. Jessie, have a great time with your family that's visiting.
You have a great time swimming.
Hey, thank you. Bye, Jessie.
Bye. All right. Tony is in Racine. She's right, though. She's
right. Facts. So right.
I'm going to be gardening and mowing my lawn, too. There's going to be a day where that's what I'm doing this
I might
weekend.
Do that today just because now.
And you're going to barbecue while you do it.
Guaranteed.
Tony is in Racine, our mascot man. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Tony, you dress up as a mascot and you go to parties. So tell me, what are you doing this weekend?
Gosh, that's so fun. I actually will be working all weekend supplying the fun to people that get to hang out and have fun.
I said somebody's going to be working.
There's the one.
I called it.
There's the one, Tony.
Somebody's working this weekend. There's always one.
I have to, yeah. I got, actually, I'll be out in Maguanago this entire weekend, so
dang.
That's where most of my parties are.
Well, you know what's funny about a business like Tony's, where you dress up and go to parties, or you have bounce houses and that you own? This is like his high peak moment, things like Memorial Day weekend.
Oh,
probably,
yeah, he's busy. Fourth of like, July, busy.
When we're off, he's working,
right?
Basically.
Literally, he flips. So it's like, oh, you guys got the day off? Bet. So you're looking to book. Got it.
And it's even worth it for me because I charge double on holidays, so people still pay.
Cash out, my boy.
Yeah, I have this one house this weekend got two water slides, which are normally $350 a day. And then they're also adding, on top of that, a foam party. So they're going to have two water slides plus an entire yard of foam.
Tony.
I'm getting into his business.
You need a business partner, man? Me and Allie are looking to invest, man.
It was going to be DC.
I'm looking to expand. As long as you guys are willing to dress up, I'm looking to expand.
Nah. You got a 2X mascot costume? Because I'm down.
Yeah, I got them all. I can even get mascots that look like you guys to go out there and be yourselves and get paid.
Tony,
what?
Tony, the dressing up I do is not appropriate.
Oh, all right, Tony, we appreciate
you.
Have a great weekend, brother.
All right, let's go.
You cracked me with that
one,
man.
The rails are off. It's Friday. Saucy Sandra is on 2 this morning. Saucy Sandra, good morning.
Yes,
good morning.
What are you
that
up
would
to?
That would be so much fun. I can't even lie to like have a mascot of yourself. I think that would be pretty cool.
I just wear it around the house. Just wear it around the house.
Look at myself.
Dang, I look good in mascot.
Dang, right?
Sandra, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm a member of the Legion in Heartland, and I am going to be handing out poppies.
Wait, what?
And oh, the
Legion is normally for veterans.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, my grandfather was in World War II. He was in the Navy. So I'm in the Women's Auxiliary. Yes.
Aww.
Holding it down and paying it forward. So you're going to be handing out coffees? Heck, what day?
No, not coffees, poppies.
Wait, spell it.
You know, at the stores where everybody hands out the little poppy flowers, you know?
Oh!
Dude, I could not figure out what you were saying.
I kept hearing coffee.
P's sound like C's, sorry.
Now I got it.
Wishful thinking. Maybe I just need coffee.
Yes.
That's probably it.
Cue Jabba Dave.
Catch me outside. Just saying.
No.
She said catch me outside.
How about that? But poppies.
How about that?
Poppies.
Okay. I'm back.
Now we copy.
Much love, Jabba Dave. Much love.
Yes, Saucy Sandra, thank you for doing that and serving the veterans this weekend. You're awesome. Yes. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Yes, you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You too. Bye, Saucy.
You betcha. Bye. Much love.
Love.
She had the you betcha. Wisconsin.
She handing out poppies. I'm thinking coffees. Finally, we got it. Copy.
It all makes sense. Finally, Lori's in Cedarburg. Because you know I'm nosy and I want to know everybody's business, but we only have time for one more. Lori, tell us what you're doing for this long weekend.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning. Saturday, I'm gardening and doing housework. Sunday, getting ready for the biggest racing day of the year. Wake up early, watch the Formula One race, go watch the Indy 500, do some rubber sailing, grilling out, and then watching the Coke 600.
Could you be more Wisconsin? She said NASCAR and
Formula One.
Garage sales. Rubber sales. I mean, could you be more Wisconsin in this moment?
I'm more surprised that there's a Formula One and a NASCAR race at the same time, because those two are drastically different series and leagues. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
The Sunday before Memorial Day is always the biggest race in the day, because I think they're Formula One's in Monaco, so you got to get up early, watch it.
Oh.
500, you got 2 hours, and then you got the 600.
Wait. I learned something today.
Is that right? It's the biggest day, racing day of the year? I didn't know that.
They probably plan it like that.
Interesting.
It's like their Super Bowl.
You know what's funny? My parents live like right by the Daytona 500.
For real?
I should know some of this knowledge. I have none.
Bro, I'd be going to races.
I've been to the track. I've never been to an actual race, though.
I'd be Ricky Bobby in that mug.
Well, that's really cool. I didn't know about this whole Sunday before Memorial Day being a big day.
Yeah, it's my first time I get to watch it for in 3 years because I used to have to work.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we got one back to the party side. Let's go, Lori. Yeah.
Tony's working. Don't worry, we got this.
He's got it covered. Him and my realtor.
You're not wrong. Have a good weekend, Lori.
You too.
Whatever you're doing, enjoy, everybody.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
DZ's here to make it better or worse. We don't know. What's the problem today?
So, we've got an ultimatum situation going down.
Oh, the relationship ultimatum. Mm-hmm. That's right. Ah, mm-hmm. Everyone's been, well, maybe not everyone, been in this place before.
A lot of people, let's just say.
A lot of people. Okay, what's here? Who wrote in and what'd they say?
So Jay wrote in. They want to be kept anonymous. So Jay wrote in and she said, my life partner and I are in our mid-20s and he has a little trouble controlling his anger at times. He's broken remotes, gaming controllers, and random things after throwing them. My bad.
Why are you laughing?
Because I could just see him getting mad on the game and whipping the sticks across the room and breaking. I've seen people do this.
Yes.
AKA, I've thrown my controller.
Come on.
Listen, it's not about me, it's about Jay.
Yeah. Right.
Said, it's something we've had talked about a lot, all caps, over the years, but he's got severe childhood trauma from therapy, so that's not something that he's willing to do. He has trouble expressing himself and speaking his emotions, but I know he's trying.
Mm-hmm.
Our child now is seeing this and reflecting some similar behaviors, and that's not okay. I'm feeling stuck between raising our baby and helping him get better, but don't think I can do both anymore. Oh, I've said before that if he can't stop, then we can't be together, but it's getting realer by the day. I'm ready to give him an ultimatum to either correct what's going on or we need to end things for everyone's sake. Is this a mistake? Could this send him over the edge? Oof. What would you do? Jay.
Well, first of all, we just saw this on Vanderpump Rules.
Ooh, wait, what? Oh, that show. I was like, what? What rules?
No, not this specific situation, but that if you're afraid to leave your partner because you're afraid they're going to lose it,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean you shouldn't leave. You should find out ways to make sure they have a support system before you leave. This was the whole argument when the guy cheated on the show. That's why I'm like, and he's like, I couldn't have left her. She would have lost it. And they were like, then you tell her friends and her friends step in and take care of her when you leave, but you don't go cheat on somebody. Now, there's no cheating here, but I'm saying being afraid they're not going to make it without you is not a reason to stay. It's not on you.
True.
It's
true.
Not on you. But I just want to put that out
now
there.
Now you have a child.
But now you got a child together and this guy's throwing things.
And you're still so young. On. Can I say something though?
Yeah.
I don't think throwing things is that big of a deal.
It is.
Yeah,
okay.
I really don't. You know?
Because you throw video game remotes. That's why.
No, like just toss stuff, throw. It's not like okay. He's going around being mad destructive. It doesn't mm-hmm. sound like he's breaking everything inside or throwing crazy tantrums. Like, you sure. get mad, you dang, throw the hat, throw the phone, throw the controllers, throw
up,
whatever.
You can't do that when you grow up.
That part. Once you have a child, though, mm-hmm. you got to be more conscious. And yeah. that's something that I didn't realize until I had a child.
Yeah.
That, oh, dang. Sometimes I'll like... And it's not like I'm mad, yeah. but it's just a reactionary, yeah. like, dang it.
You get angry.
Grr.
You have I get it.
It's like faux mad, but mm-hmm. then that portrays actual anger. Mm-hmm. And that assimilated behavior is where it becomes a problem. Now, if y'all have had plenty conversations and you have gone, listen, baby, you know, this is what's going on. Mm-hmm. You doing this. And it hasn't worked. Now you need to, I'm going to say, bring the child into it. You need to bring the child in. What would DZ do? DZ would bring the child into this and show the father, this is the behavior that we are showing our son. When we do XYZ, when we throw, when we
talk about the kid.
Talk
yes.
about it. Bring the kid. Yeah, not actually bring the kid into
like,
it.
What are we bringing the kid into?
Grab
like,
that kid by the hand and like, bring him into. No.
We're having a talk. Family meeting.
No, but. Make him realize that this isn't about him. Mm-hmm. Right now, she's focused on him. Jay is going, him, he can't correct, he can't. No, this isn't about him. He needs to fix this behavior. In a roundabout way, it is about him.
It's about the kid.
But make it about the child, because that's the important factor here. What would DZ do? Bring the kid into it and help him realize that much further. I wouldn't mm-hmm. do the ultimatum. Mm-hmm. I'd stray away from that because I don't disagree. It might send him over the edge. If he's got trouble controlling his emotions, he can make an irrational decision, whatever that might be. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whatever that might be to yes. anybody.
It is your job to protect your kid.
That part.
And if your kid's in an unhealthy environment, that's on you.
Ding, 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 ding.
So
and that's on both of them, not mm-hmm. just one of them. Mm-hmm. She is not her job to raise that baby and help him get better. He's got to help himself get better.
You know what? It's not her job to raise him. It's her job to raise the kid.
Ooh.
So now what?
Ooh.
Now what? 414-533-1037. When you're right, you're right, because I agree
swear.
With you.
good advice today, yeah. DZ. Pat on the back.
You know what? You made up for all the bad advice you've ever given today. I just want you to know
the
that.
The rest of this week doesn't matter, because this advice is gold.
The rest of this month you just made up for. Are you
Let's
kidding
go.
Me?
Let's go.
All right, what do you guys think Jay should do in their mid-20s? What is it? Husband, life partner. A lot of issues, it sounds like. Some trauma, throwing things. Not everything, just like gaming controllers, but it's an issue.
It's not like he's throwing her or the baby, right? He ain't being abusive.
Well, yeah, but you don't want anything like that to ramp up over time. You don't want that baby. You don't want like little bouts of violence to turn into bad
Big
bouts of violence.
Because
you never know.
You
never know.
The edge is close at any moment.
Should she give him an ultimatum?
No. No.
All right, we're going to take your calls next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Jay wrote in today. Jay's problem is?
The ultimatum that she's debating on giving her life partner mm-hmm. says he has trouble controlling his anger. They've got a child, mm-hmm. and it's now too big for her to handle.
Yeah.
She said he either got to get some help, figure it out, or she got to
mm-hmm.
dip out.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. Cassie is in Port Washington this morning on 2. Good morning, Cassie. What do you think Jay should do?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So first off, I just want to say, Allie, I 100% agree with you. I'm sorry, DZ, throwing stuff is aggressive.
Not appropriate. Yeah.
Not appropriate, especially with kids.
I've thrown things. It's not okay. Like, I would even call myself out. I haven't done it lately, but DZ, right. If I throw a remote, right. You need to have a talk with me. Be like, this is not okay.
What if I whip it at the couch?
No.
Safe location.
How hard?
No, because it's the act. You're scaring your partner, you know, that's what makes it, like, you don't want to instill that fear.
Mm. Right,
but
right.
For Jay's situation, now, I was in a very scary situation myself. Like, when I left my ex-husband, he went and bought a gun. It was really scary. So I just did everything to, like, play to him, like, keep things calm, like, I didn't let him feel like he was out of control.
I'm sorry you had to go through all this.
I didn't give him as much control.
Yeah.
And that he was never abusive or anything, like, crazy before that. It was just...
When he lost the control and you left, he couldn't take it.
Spiraled and couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm. That anger that he had with throwing things, with, you know, yelling or anything like that, came out in a whole, like, he became completely emotionally unregulated.
He spiraled.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so I think the best thing, I mean, she's right. He needs to get help. He needs to work on emotional regulation. So it's not just like anger management or anything like that. He needs to learn whatever is causing him to be emotionally unregulated. But I think the other big thing too is her just, I mean, putting the kid first. That is major.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, put the kid first.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of... It's interesting how much awareness she had about her partner when that happened.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people just freak out and it's scary. Yeah.
You got to be strong on both ends to be able to handle something like this.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Oh,
but the baby is the most important thing here, obviously.
Yeah. Baby is the most important thing. And it is, even though, like, we want to, like, create drama or be like, you need to this or that. I mean, just, like, keeping yourself emotionally regulated to keep him under, you know, like, more regulated is probably one of the safest things to do.
That's huge. Mm-hmm. I can't disagree to that. Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
Right, right.
Cassie.
Okay. Yep.
Woo, thanks for calling, and sorry you had to go through all that, but you're on the other side.
Oh, no problem. If I can help, it works.
Well, you're
right?
Not the only
that
one.
Part.
People have been on both sides of that. I know that for a fact. So, all right. Thanks
for
calling.
Those that can relate get it. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you, Cassie. Have a good weekend, okay?
For sure. I've been on the side where I couldn't take someone leaving me, and I've been on the side where I left someone and they couldn't take it. Mm. I've been on both sides, and both sides suck.
Right.
They both suck. All right. Let's go to Rebecca in Hale's Corners. Has she got her own theme song?
She got her own theme song. She got that bad boy.
First one in Hale's Corners. Hale. I like big. Rebecca picked Baby Got Back.
With a itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get Rebecca on the line.
Love it. I made a good choice. Whoever picked my milkshakes, I think is supposed to be my best friend.
Somebody else has that song. I can't remember who.
BFFs.
Anyway, Rebecca.
Whoever has it should be my best friend. But anyways.
Rebecca, what do you think Jay should do? DZ said, you know, you need to be worried about the kid, but there's an ultimatum involved. She's not liking what her partner, what he's doing, and how he's acting. What do you think she should do?
Yeah, so I agree that he should get help, but in the aspect of, like, when you say, hey, you need help, it kind of seems like, oh, you think there's something wrong. But spin it and approach it as, like, hey, let's go to the gym or just be more physically active, whether that's in the bedroom or at the gym, because if he's too tired, he's not going to throw anything. He's just worked out.
If he's sore and muscles are out here muscling, you ain't going to want to throw nothing?
That's not it, though. It's getting that aggressive energy out.
Oh, yeah, I know what she's saying.
It's putting that in some... She said the bedroom. Look at this. She's like, go to the bedroom.
Alternative therapies are of any kind, okay?
Does Jay even want to go to the bedroom with the guy right now? Is she even turned on by his actions? Or she sounds like she's turned off by him right now, which is part of the problem.
Hey, listen, they got a kid. Clearly, that's not the problem.
Well, a lot of people have kids that aren't attracted to each other, DZ.
I'll
have to be attracted to somebody to have a kid.
Fair. Touche. Touche.
Josh going to the gym, and he won't even realize, oh, she's trying to get me help. Maybe he'll be like, oh, that's a great idea.
Well, it's, right. it's a positive outlet well, to and, put that yeah. negative energy into.
And it's not necessarily harping on the, Debbie, get help, get do this. Mm-hmm. It's alternative to a degree where if you work out, mm-hmm. if you do certain things that are different than therapy, mm-hmm. therapy can be in a different form. Getting a haircut, going to the gym, taking a walk, mm-hmm. and just being. That's yeah. therapy to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I love this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love yeah. this.
Absolutely. And the life hack of the week that I heard on the radio on this station was yeah. that instead of running 1 mile, you can walk 3 miles and burn more calories. So maybe you just need to go for a 3 mile walk.
Nice. Julia does life hacks in the right. midday. So that's probably what you heard. That's
Shout
fantastic.
Out to Julia.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for calling, Rebecca.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Okay, we're going to our resident therapist. We didn't hire her, but she's technically a psychologist.
We got her on retainer, basically, at this rate.
Allie's in Econowalk this morning. Allie's called in before, so we love her input. Allie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I pretend to be a psychologist. I'm not really one.
And I'm definitely not one.
But Allie, what do you think about this whole situation with Jay?
You know, I agree with what a lot of others have shared so far. I think putting the kid first is huge, mm-hmm. and making sure that that he is not like putting himself in situations where he's going to be triggered and want to throw things
some
like,
awareness
around the kid.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, those of us with kids know, I mean, I don't know how old this kid is, but I have a 19-month-old and he copies everything we do in our house.
Yep. Right.
They're like little sponges. We can't expose them to seeing us be so angry that we're throwing things. And then I would just also add that there's therapists out there that will be cognizant and sensitive to having like a bad experience in therapy in the past. I know the message said that they had a traumatic experience in the past with mm-hmm. like childhood therapy. Mm-hmm. So I think just, you know, if he's willing to receive help, just be upfront with a therapist about that, and they will be sensitive to that.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah,
I never considered that.
There is a part in there about how he doesn't want to go to therapy, but yeah, try it again with someone else.
Well, and let them know. What Allie says is let them know that you have trouble admitting to anything or with therapy, that this is going to be a problem, because then they're going to be able to work with you. Specifically work with you.
Self-awareness can change your life, let me tell you.
So it sounds like Buddy doesn't have much of that.
No,
I'll tell you that right now.
Not at all. Well, Allie, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Friday. Have a good day. Bye. Yo, that's crazy.
All right. Everybody be healthy for the long weekend and after that as well.
The
How
end.
About that? The end. Wait till I tell you what I'm doing as soon as we get off the air today, DZ.
What you doing? You going back to the gym, getting a workout in?
I did that yesterday.
You ain't going to double up?
No. Shout out to Erica at the Princeton Club who killed me yesterday.
Oh, you sore today.
Of course I am, but I'm alive. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing after the show in 1 second. But first, I want to point out that tonight, the Hoehn Bridge will be lit up lime green in recognition of Mental Health Awareness Month.
Wepa.
And
nice.
I know we light it all the time for different causes, but I saw this, so I had to share.
That's shareable information right there.
It's good stuff.
Every time you see a color, and maybe you're not like following the Hoehn Bridge page on IG, Facebook,
it's
whatever.
Light the Hoehn is who you follow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But when you see it, you always go, oh, the Hoehn Bridge is lit up. And sometimes you have no idea what it's lit up for. You can always follow. They'll let you know.
That's right. So it'll be for Mental Health Awareness Month, and I love that tonight. Okay, so it's Memorial Day weekend.
It is.
And I am in a great mood because of that.
I see you. Look at you glowing today.
I came in, DZ said, Allie, it's like you feel you're in a much better mood today.
Your energy was just bright. Your light was just...
Thank you. Because I went to therapy yesterday and I went to the gym and I felt like I did a lot for myself and I feel good today.
Feel some weight lifted. No pun intended.
Some weight lifted. So I feel in a good mood. So I'm very excited because after the show, I am going to Hot Dog Day.
Huh? Wait. Pause. Pause. Please tell me there is a bratwurst involved in this.
No
what problem. Is hot dog? What the hell is Hot Dog Day?
Every time I tell people I'm going to Hot Dog Day, they go to a dirty place in their mind.
I can't help it, dog.
All you see is hot dogs flying at my face.
You know the meme where there's a bunch of hot dogs just getting whipped at somebody's face?
Of course
I know. That's all I'm envisioning right now, so please elaborate. Pull me out the gutter. No. What is hot dog day?
Get out of the gutter. There's kids involved.
Oh, okay. I'm out the gutter. I'm out. So what's up with hot dog day?
Once a year, usually in May, my kids' school, their elementary school, Owen and Hudson School, does hot dog day. And you go and you show up. Every parent's invited, or guardian or whoever. Grandparents can come. Like, their grandparents have come to hot dog day.
Mm.
We show up and at lunchtime, basically. And they set up everything outside. And we go outside and we get a hot dog and chips and a drink, and you just RSVP. So I'm having lunch
with the boys,
with Owen and Hudson, at different times during their lunch hours for hot dog day. And their dad comes. And so we've been there every year.
You got a lunch day with the boys.
I do. Aww. And so they were like, you guys are coming to hot dog day, right? I'm like, Dad and I have never missed hot dog day.
Allie said, do I look like I miss hot dog day?
I love hot dogs.
I'm going to beat you there.
We've been to the movies. That's all I get is hot dogs. Like,
I'm already here. Allie said, I'm outside. What are you talking about?
You hadn't had hot dogs.
I'm three hot dogs deep, bro.
You can't say it like that.
But you're the one that brought it up.
So I'm going to hot dog day with my kids, and I'm very excited. Oh, your wife just sent me a text.
Does she got hot dog day too?
No, Aaron said, wait, I want to come to hot dog day. Of course.
Listen,
you do.
You and my wife at hot dog day, have a blast. Have a blast. She loves hot dogs too.
Then she sent me the meme with the girl getting the hot dogs. Them- like, come on, Aaron.
That's my baby.
That's your wife.
That's my baby.
Okay. All right. I hope everybody has a great long weekend. Coming up next, Am I the Jerk is happening. This one actually involves someone who doesn't want to travel for the long weekend, even. They have an issue with a family member.
Okay.
We'll tell you about it next. This is meme. Aaron. Last chance at Post Malone tickets coming up in, 15 minutes or so.
Minutos. En menos de 15 minutos. Less than 15 minutes.
What? You stopped giving me Spanish lessons. Well, I just realized.
And you know what made
What's
me realize? You know what made me realize is because I had somebody message me and was like, they full Spanish. Hey, DZ. Hola, ¿cómo estás? I'm Sandra. Mm-hmm. Sandra, I should say. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to win Post Malone tickets, all in Spanish. But I don't really, I listen to you guys, love the show, but I speak primarily Spanish.
Like, it's a first language, yeah.
So I responded back in full Spanish and then went, I stopped giving at least Spanish lessons.
What the hell?
Yeah, man, so what the hell? And
¿Cómo se dice what the hell?
¿Qué demonios?
¿Qué demonios?
¿Qué demonios?
Whatever, yes.
What the demons? That's basically what it translated
fine,
on. But less than 15 minutes, then post tickets coming up.
Minutos.
Minutos. 15 minutos.
Got it. All right. 15 minutes for Post Malone tickets. Let's do Am I the Jerk?
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she wrote in. She wants to be called Jasmine. She wants to remain anonymous.
Okay.
But if her husband's listening, he's totally going to know it's her, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read it. She said, hey, Allie and DZ, I have an Am I the Jerk for you, but I want to remain anonymous, so call me Jasmine. And then she put a laughy face. Whatever.
Okay,
that's
Jasmine, laughy face.
She said, my husband's family recently moved out of state. She wants to know if she's the jerk. She doesn't want to go visit her husband's family. She said, they moved several hours away. Before my husband and I got married, though, I told him I'm literally terrified of traveling. It gives me anxiety to the point of it that if I get on an airplane, I start sobbing. I stay in car rides too long and I get sick. So I told him from the jump, I would not be one for traveling the world with.
Ooh.
We've been married now for several years. And now that his family has moved, he wants to go and visit each month. And I don't want to. My sister moved as well over a year ago, and I've never gone to see her either, so it's not a his family thing. It's a traveling thing, period.
Mm.
But he's holding it against me and saying I should bend for him and make more of an effort to drive with him 11 hours to see his family. Am I the jerk for not wanting to travel with him to see his family? She doesn't want to travel to see her husband's family, but she's saying it has nothing to do with his family.
She just doesn't want to travel.
It's traveling, and she said, I've told him. I told him I couldn't do this when we got married, but you also don't know your family's going to move.
Right.
You got to go see your family.
Of course you got to see your family,
man. So is she the jerk for not wanting to go?
Oh, this one's tough.
And it's not a question of, does he go alone? It's a question of, is she the jerk?
Is she the jerk? Is she the jerk?
For not going with him.
Honestly,
it's tough.
This is hard, but I'm going to say yes.
You think she's a jerk?
I think she is the jerk. Now, I understand deep fear, extreme.
She's not doing anything to help herself.
Get you an Ambien and take a night-night. Go ahead. Get on that flight. Cry when you need to. Do what you got to do. And when you land and you realize everything's okay, you're going to be all right.
Do people forget we have, like, mental health help out there and people specialize in things?
Yes.
Your anxiety is okay, but there's ways to deal with it and get some help.
Nobody's discrediting your anxiety, but you can't stop living your life, man.
That part.
This is tough.
You say she's a jerk.
I say she's the jerk, though, man. That's family. That's blood.
But I'm. You know what? I'm actually gonna. After all that, I'm gonna say not a jerk.
Really?
Yes.
Chill. What?
Because.
What?
Give me a. Hear me out.
Hear me. Okay. Okay. Hear me out. As I'm about to disagree with you already.
Hear me out. She's nothing good is gonna come out of this. She's gonna get sick. She's gonna be overly stressed.
Mm.
She's gonna freak out. She's gonna ruin everyone's weekend.
Oh.
Screw it. Let him go alone. He knows you can't do it. He knew this, but you told him about this.
So rather than 800,000 people traveling in Wisconsin, it's going to be 799,000?
Right, that's right.
Because Jasmine ain't going.
99999.
But 99999.9.
She's not going. There's one that left, the 800,000. All right, is Jasmine the jerk? 414-533-1037. If she does not go... visit. Well, she doesn't want to go. She doesn't want to travel with her husband to go see his family.
That's tough, man. His family.
Take your calls next. Kiss FM.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Jasmine wrote into the show, wants to know if she's a jerk for not wanting to visit her husband's family. She has a severe fear of traveling, flying, driving, you name it. She's not doing it. She says, I told him before we got married I couldn't travel, and now his family moved away, and I don't want to go with him. I'm not going 11 hours in a car with this guy.
She said, planes, trains, you name it.
You name it.
I ain't going. I ain't going.
All right, Kelly, our girl, is in Sussex this morning. Let's pull up her theme song. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
We didn't even mention you met Kelly in Sussex last weekend.
We did, at your birthday.
DZ hadn't met you yet. What'd you think of DZ? Keep it real.
I love him, and I love his wife.
Oh,
she's the cool one. Honestly, I'm cool by association. For real.
I like her a lot.
Aww.
You can say you like her more than me. I'm used to that. It's fine.
And you're cool too.
Like I said, I'm cool by association. My wife liked you too. Said we would all be friends for sure.
Yeah, Kelly's cool. Kelly, I want to know if you think Jasmine is a jerk for not wanting to travel with her husband to see his family.
I think she is being a jerk. Like DZ said, you have to live your life. You can't be afraid of everything.
Yes.
And I understand that she has this fear, but maybe she could do something to distract herself and either take a medication like a Dramamine or something. If she's going to get sick, she'll fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Or like bring an audiobook or two. Try to distract herself while she's driving.
See, Kelly's giving suggestions on how to deal with the anxiety. If this chick has this many issues traveling, she needs like professional help, in my opinion.
Who doesn't get weirded out or flying drugs in an airplane? Are you kidding me? We 30,000 feet in a tin can.
I
get big weird.
I get on a plane like I'm getting in a car.
Nah, you're tripping.
I don't even think twice about it.
Nah,
really?
Nah, you're tripping.
Really?
Any turbulence.
Stop it.
You have
plane anxiety? I didn't know this about you.
It doesn't show like that. Like, I don't think it manifests quite as deep as Jasmine's does. I don't feel like I got to take some, you know, something to put me to bed or nothing like that.
You're internally crying. She's crying on the outside.
That part.
Got it.
That part.
Okay, so Kelly says jerk, though.
Yes, Kelly. Jerk. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, she needs to see his family.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
One
thanks
jerk.
For calling.
Have a good weekend.
Yep, have a good day.
Bye.
Christina is in Milwaukee now. Christina, good morning. We are talking
good
about
morning.
Whether or not Jasmine is the jerk for not wanting to travel to see her husband's family. She's got severe anxiety. She told him she's not traveling, and now he wants her to go. She doesn't want to go.
I mean, Jasmine, jerk, they both start with J.
Oh, come on. What do you think, Christina?
I think she is not a jerk. Oh. She made it clear that she did not want to travel. Mm-hmm. Yes, I get family is family, but you gotta, she didn't say whether or not she had a good relationship with his family. What if she doesn't?
And well, she said it's not about the family. She openly said that in the message. She said, I don't have an issue with his family. I haven't even gone to visit my sister.
Right.
She said it's all about the traveling.
Well, yes. Yeah, so she made it known she doesn't like to travel. She doesn't feel right traveling, and he still went ahead and married her.
I'm following.
Well, the thing is, I feel she laid out the boundaries before they got married.
Right. She said, if you're trying to travel, I ain't the one for you, Poppy.
And she
Sorry.
Said that to him before
right.
they got married. Now here they are.
I forgot about that. Dang it. Nope.
See?
I'm going to stand my ground. Still the jerk.
Christina, not the jerk. Thanks for calling, Christina.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
We have text. Somebody said, this chick can't let fear control her life, obviously, but that's why you got to get some help.
That's easier said than done, man.
100%.
Fear controls a lot of our lives.
Thank you.
You know, in mine and yours and everybody's.
You're
fear
keeping
can
it honest.
Got to keep it a buck.
Somebody like else Giannis. Said, not the jerk. His family can visit them. That's the other thing. Why doesn't the family come to them, right?
True.
I don't know.
True.
We got to do the tiebreaker, though. And she's real spicy, so bring her up. Amelia is in Milwaukee this morning. Amelia.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Buenos
dias. Yeah, buenos dias.
Amelia, you are the tiebreaker today. Kelly said jerk. Christina said not a jerk. What do you think?
Trust me, I think she's a jerk. From a person from experience as a kid going to Mexico and being in the car for two days?
Yeah. Two and a half, three?
Let me tell you something. That's nothing compared to 11 hours. I think to me, I think she, even though she says she's going to visit her sister, I would compare first as my advice. And see who lives farther. If her sister lives closer, baby steps, you go visit your sister first.
Oh. You know? Slowly work yourself into it.
She's not there, guys. She can't travel. She's going to be a disaster.
I mean, dog, then how do you ever go to work? How do you ever go to the grocery store? You get anxiety in the car. You get car sick. My wife gets car sick.
Long
my wife
car
gets
rides.
Seasick.
Long.
My wife gets... Go ahead, Amelia.
I'm sure there's some pills for her to relax.
Thank you.
You know how some people go on a boat? And they can't so much because of, you know, the movement.
Seasick.
Yep. My wife. Mm-hmm. Literally.
So, because we're trying to plan a trip for next year. My wife wants to go on a road. And I don't want to because of my tax experience. A plane, I have no problem with the plane.
Yeah, get on the plane. Let's go.
But the car thing, I'm like, but she's like, it's going to be cheaper. I'm like, you know what? You do have a point in that part. Thinking about it.
It's not worth it because you know what, Amelia? I didn't drive to Mexico, but I spent 2 days in a car as a kid as well, going to visit my grandparents in New Jersey. And I feel you. I will never do that again. No, thank
you.
Y'all are bugging.
The mountains. That's what killed me the most was the mountains.
Huh.
Once you fall where you're at, there you go. There's your funeral right there.
What? Wait, mountains?
What's driving off the edge?
Like, now we're dead?
No, driving off the edge is crazy.
Oh, come on.
Are we going to go in the mountains at night? He'd be like, yeah, I wake up. I'm like, God damn it. You're in the mountains right now. You tell me at night. But I think baby steps are not, you know, my thing would be, if she's not going to be driving, he's going to be driving, get her some wine.
Ooh.
Okay, listen, Amelia, I got it. Everyone's saying drugger. Okay, that's essentially what you two are
safe
saying.
Safe medication. That's what we're saying.
Safe medication and wine.
Like a nice wine. I don't even know what kind of wine I like, but I'm just saying that's just. She's not driving. He doesn't. Here, you want some? Right. You want some juice? Here you go.
She's so much of a jerk that we're giving her solutions so that they can go see family. You feel me?
You guys are discounting her anxiety. Let her get some help.
No, we not.
Let her get some help and some drugs. Some safe drugs.
Stop.
Once she gets that fear, like Deezy said, it's like she's letting. Like somebody else said too, the fear is getting to her.
Mm-hmm.
Once she conquers that fear, oh my God, it's gonna feel amazing. She'll be like, okay, we're gonna go next.
Right. She's going to be so empowered.
And not only that, she might be missing out on a lot with
exactly.
her family and his family. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So in this situation, Amelia rounds it out for us, says jerk. Amelia, thank you so much.
Yes.
We appreciate you.
You guys have a nice one.
You too, bye.
She's so funny. All right. She said jerk, which means Jasmine's a jerk.
That's
for
right.
not wanting to travel with her husband to see his family.
That's right.
All right. It is what it is. Coming up next, your last chance at Post Malone tickets. We're going into the long weekend in a good mood, everybody. Let's do this after Senorita, Kiss FM. I just started a fight on accident with DZ.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. No, it's fine. It was no core memories. Nobody cares.
I didn't mean it like that.
Nope. We got a new Post Malone tickets. Forget me.
Listen,
It's not about me. It's about Post.
DZ's mad at me, you guys, because I just said off the air, I go, I can't believe May's almost over. Like, what just happened? I go, I have no core memory from May other than, like, my birthday briefly, and that's about it. I go, what did I have no core memories from this year. I feel like it all blurred together. And then DZ said,
starts crying and goes, oh, fine, forget me. And our new show starting in 2023. Whatever. No, it don't matter. I don't matter. Forget me.
You were the best part of this year, DZ.
No, don't gaslight me.
No, really. I'm not gaslighting you. I'm gassing you up. There's a difference.
Gas me up.
DZ, you were the best thing that ever happened to this show. DZ, you're the best person I've ever worked with. You're no drama. You're fun. I like to talk to you.
And my wife's cool.
And your wife's cooler than you.
Which is actually
the first on this show as well. I said what I said, everybody.
Weepa.
Anyway, okay, so we got to give away Post Malone tickets.
Right now. Okay.
414-533-1037. Caller number 30. We're going to go into the long weekend good and give somebody some tickets. And we're going to say congratulations like Post Malone. Somebody is going to see Post Malone at Alpine Valley on July 15th. Caller number 30 is on the phone right now. Bill, driving from Franklin to New Berlin, but I don't know why, so let's get nosy, DZ.
Bill, what you doing? Where you going? Tell us your whole day right here, right now. Good morning.
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Actually, I'm a parts driver for one of the car dealerships up on Highway 100. I listen to you guys like all day, nonstop.
Woo! Yeah, buddy. We got a loyal fan on the line.
We appreciate you, Bill, which is why I think you slid in and became caller 30. Just Woo-wee. Like that, you're going to Post Malone.
Woo! Sweet sassy molassy.
I don't know what that means, but yeah, sweet sassy molassy, baby.
That was everything. That's one of the best winner responses we've ever had, Bill. Do you have to work this long weekend or you got it off, Bill?
No, actually, I work today and tomorrow, half day.
Half days.
People can buy cars on the weekend.
Of course.
People have things to do.
People need cars fixed and parts ran, and guess who's there? Bill. Guess who's not going to be there July 15th, though, because he's going to be at the Post concert. Bill!
That's right, Captain Billy scored it.
Bill, you're going to Post Malone. Hold on. We're going to get all your info. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Man. Oh, such a happy guy.
Big ups to Bill.
I like it. So there you go. Your last chance at Post Malone tickets was right there. But don't worry. We still have Taylor Swift tickets. Not only are we flying you to LA with three of your friends, you get an autographed Taylor Swift guitar. Ooh. And to enter, all you do is listen to Kiss FM through the Odyssey app. So if you're listening on the radio, just flip over to the Odyssey app, plug it into your car if you have to, or take it into work. Every hour you listen to Kiss FM on the Odyssey app, you're entered to win a trip to see Taylor Swift in LA. So that's going on.
Gotta be the Odyssey app. AUDACY.
So like when you're barbecuing this weekend and you're playing the music, make sure you're doing it through the Odyssey app when you bump Kiss and be like, oh, another entry.
Boom.
Another entry.
Every hour that passes as you day drinker or whatever you're doing, you're going to be like, entry. Boom. Ooh, entry.
There you go. All right. Bill wrapped it up. Such a happy guy.
Sweet sassy molasses.
Is that your new line?
Yeah, buddy.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
online. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
They're having a baby.
Who's having a baby?
She's having a baby. Serena Williams announced she is pregnant. She announces at the Met Gala, and now they have officially told their 5-year-old daughter. But I didn't realize Serena's 41.
I mean, I
have a friend who had a child at 42. This is not that weird anymore.
Doesn't matter.
And it was an accident, by the way. I know two women who got pregnant at 42 by accident.
Nice.
So never say never, people.
That part.
However, she is 41 and they're having their second kid. So
her and Alexis told their baby, what was it, Olympia?
Oh, yeah, because she's married to the co-founder of Reddit.
Yep.
I forget that she's married to that guy.
Yeah, everybody does.
Everybody does, because it's Serena Williams, right. You know? Having their second child. We're happy for them. Congratulations.
Aww.
She shared a YouTube video of herself and her husband sharing the news with their 5-year-old daughter. And they said, remember how you've been praying for a little sister or brother? And they said, we went to the doctor. It turns out I'm not getting fat, but I have a baby in my belly.
I'm sure looking, my gosh.
And the little girl said, are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh.
Of course she did.
So happy moment for them.
So excited.
5-year-old. And Serena Williams going to be having another baby. See, you can have it all. You can have the career. You can have the husband. You can have the kids. Or you can have none of it and still be happy.
It just might not happen until you're 41.
Maybe you don't want all those things. You just want to be happy. You can have that too. But you can do it all if you want. That's what's cool. And I love seeing that. So there you go. Congrats. That's a world premiere right there, right here on Kiss FM.
An Odyssey world premiere at that.
Mm-hmm. Brand new Dua Lipa, and that is my girl. It's called Dance the Night from the Barbie movie that's coming out this summer.
That's going to be a big movie, and it got me more interested in it after everything you see, because it was Barbie movie, and I was like,
At first, I felt the same way, who cares about a Barbie movie? But all the marketing and commercials have actually gotten me excited about it. It worked.
As soon as I saw it was Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, I'm like, dang, I'm inevitably going to have to watch that.
Of course we are. And as if we didn't, I played with Barbies growing up. I don't know if you did or not.
I did not. I was a G.I. Joe guy.
I used to cut their hair and everything.
What?
I had bald Barbies by the end of it. Oh, ooh, I sure did.
My wife used to take their heads off on the ceiling fan. Sadistic, I know. I'm sorry.
Did she make them kiss too?
Oh, Ken. Oh, Barbie. But no, we're going to watch, and Will Ferrell's in that mug too.
Yeah.
It's over. I'm going to see it even though I don't want to or care to.
It'll be out this summer. But that was brand new Dua Lipa, the world premiere, Dance the Night from the Barbie movie. Coming up next, I had an interesting conversation at a lunch date I had the other day involving money.
Oh.
And I want to know if other people do this or if she's wrong about this. We're going to do it next.
Money.
Yeah, money, Kiss FM. Kiss, the Summer Hello weekend starts at noon today because we are ready for Memorial Day weekend.
We was ready on Tuesday.
It's one of my favorite weekends. We were ready last Tuesday. Tuesday before the Tuesday we were ready. The Kiss, the Summer Hello weekend, one of my favorite weekends here because we play so many good old songs. You're going to hear them all weekend long starting at noon. Okay, DZ, I had a lunch date the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Two friends called. They're a couple. And they said, you want to meet up for lunch? And I said, sure. So there I was with my friends Fran and Gary from Window World. Shout out.
Big ups.
And I hadn't seen them in a long time. And we had this great lunch. We started talking about how people put money under their mattress.
Mattress money. Yeah.
I didn't
Shoebox money. Yeah.
I didn't know this was a thing. Because
what?
At one point, years and years ago, when I was bartending, I remember throwing a bunch of cash into a drawer and then using it to go on a cruise with my sister. Like, I put it all away just to travel with, and that was the goal. Nowadays, I would never do that because I'm always, at the time, I didn't think about it, but it's like, what if there's a fire? Like all that cash is gone, and I have no way to prove that I had it, right?
Right.
So since someone pointed that out to me years ago when I did that, I now never like hide cash or keep it in my house like that. But we were talking about this at lunch, and they were like, no, like if you want to find money in people's houses, look under their mattress. And I was like, yo, everybody's house I go to, I'm going to be lifting up the mattress. Like, I got to go to the bathroom.
Excuse me.
Like, and I said this to you. You said this is a thing.
This is a whole thing. Listen.
Mattress money is a thing?
Shoebox money. A rainy day fund. People will hide money in pottery plants. Like,
really?
Duh, people will still hoard money and bury it in places. Of course they do. Forever and ever and always, cash is king. I know credit's queen, but cash is king, man.
Yeah.
Everybody got to carry. I mean, and I say that as somebody that doesn't really carry cash.
I don't have any cash to hide. Let's be real. I have all these savings.
We broke, baby. But nah, you gotta have some rainy day fund. You gotta have some. It's some squirreled away. I found money in pockets I forgot about. I'm like, oh, dang. Yeah. And it's because I would purposefully, when I was younger, put a couple bills, and I remember my parents doing it too.
Yeah.
Slide some money in your pocket, fold them up, put the pants away. Next time you wear those pants, guess who got $20, $30, boom. $50, bam.
I didn't realize this was such a common thing.
Yeah, some sock drawer money.
Okay, so I don't want to say, I was going to say, DZ, tell me exactly where you hide your money.
Hell no, I ain't telling you that. Listen, my mattress. Check my mattress.
Okay, got it, which means it's not in the mattress. I want to ask people, where do you hide your money? You can call it anonymously. We'll let you be in the witness protection program if somebody robs you. But no, really, like, if you were going to hide money, where is it? Is it in a potted plant, like DZ said? Is it under your mattress? Is that where you used to hide it? Where are people hiding their money? I need to know.
If I were to hide...
I'm nosy. Tell me everything.
I'm nosy, and we're going into a long weekend, so you got to hold me over.
Where do you hide your money?
But nah, straight up. If I were to hide money, like actually, you know, mattress money, shoebox money, hide money, I'd bury it.
Like in the backyard?
I'd bury it in a location.
What if you forget where you buried it?
I'm not going to forget where I buried it. that's just not a thing. Nah.
You wouldn't?
No. My mother used to be poor at keeping track of her money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would lose $300 randomly. And I'm like, oh, so I've got my own trauma from that back in the day. Mm. Nah, I would not forget where that's buried.
Well, look at that. The phones are lit up. People are actually going to tell us where they hide their money. Who would have thunk? Let's go to line one. What the hell?
All right.
Are you brave souls. Turn your radio up. Turn your radio down. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's Amanda Ricci.
Wepa!
Hey! Amanda!
Turned out for one.
Woo! Amanda, tell us right now, where do you hide your money? Go. And what's your address?
Well, I don't do the mattress. I do not do the mattress.
Yeah.
I go to people's houses. I would think about bed bugs, so I don't do that. But I would say I actually have like a little like a piggy bank kind of thing.
Oh.
So I put a bunch of change in there. So we got maybe a couple hundred in there.
She psychs them out by doing the obvious.
Right.
The obvious is the piggy bank.
Oh, the piggy bank? Yeah, that's actually got money in it.
Nobody's looking at that.
Right. It's right there, but right.
Okay,
it's
good.
A bunch of coins.
Well, thanks for calling, Amanda. That's what I needed to know. Where is it hidden? Hers is in plain sight.
Piggy bank.
Good to know.
I wish you'd try.
Have a good long weekend, Amanda.
Yeah, have a good day.
Bye.
Somebody texted in and said books.
Ooh, yes, in
under
books.
Under our bird cage.
I know certain communities that will get specific statues and then will...
Where's it at?
Where the cash at? It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Tell me, where's your money at? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, talking about where people hide their money. And we're talking cash.
Oh, yeah.
I said I used to hide it in a drawer, and then I realized if there was a fire, I was screwed, so I stopped doing that. But a lot of people still hide money under the mattress, we're finding out.
Get a fireproof safe.
I do actually have one of those, but I have no cash to put in it. Okay, let's just...
We broke, baby. That's why we're trying to ask where y'all money's at.
I'm making up excuses why I don't hide cash in my house. There is no cash to hide, okay? Let's start with our girl. How about Lala to start out today? Because it's Destiny's wife. Now, Lala does not have her own theme song, but she's just as funny as Destiny. Good morning, Lala.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Friday. Wepa.
Where are you hiding the cash? Tell us right now, Lala.
Everywhere and anywhere that I can.
Oh.
So I So I have like a shoe or a purse.
It's spread out.
Some pants. Yes, it's spread out. Or my drawer. That's where I had my cash.
Mm. Would you ever bury it like DZ would in the backyard?
Hell no.
What? Why you gotta say it like I'm dumb or something? She said, you goofy.
You're gonna forget. You know, a long of years, you're gonna forget, and then you're gonna probably move, and you'll be like, oh, dang. Like, and then the other people come in, and they probably, they dig up and do something, and they find the cash. Then you all screwed.
Yep.
Lala, coming from the one that'll hide it in a sock, in a drawer, in the bathroom, underneath the toilet seat, you remember where all those dollars are at?
Yes, yes, I got a good memory. That's my wife's destiny. She'll be like, babe, where's my keys at? Where's my wallet? I know where it is.
Dang. Well, that's you, because I'd forget. So yeah. That's why I hide it in one place and one place only. Got to bury that boy.
Lala, thanks for calling.
Of course. Bye.
Bye. Have a good weekend.
Austin in Kenosha texted in and said, I know people who have a painting hung up and it's behind a hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You put your arm down into it to grab a jar and they store it there. Wow.
That's Ooh. Old school right there. That's some people would say they renovate a house, used to hide money while they're renovating. Mm. Then they move, forget about it. Next people that buy the house come tear that wall down. All of a sudden, it's $100K in there. Like, come up. Talk about it. Come up.
Right. Andrea is in Waukesha this morning. Good morning, Andrea. Where are you hiding your cash? And what's your address?
It is so odd, but I hide them in empty shampoo bottles, and I have it in, like, my hallway closet.
Genius. Genius.
Wow. It is. It really is genius.
Yes, because we all have those extra shampoo bottles in the closet, and I would never think there was money inside one of them. I would think it was extra shampoo.
Exactly, and you get
shampoo.
The ones. Yeah, you get the ones that are like not clear, so then you would never have any idea. Everybody's just like, oh, you just. I really stacked up on shampoo and conditioner.
She's saying don't hide it in the Herbal Essences bottle because those suckers are see-through. Hide it in one you cannot see through.
This is a new one for me. I've never heard the shampoo bottles.
Smart. I like it. Yeah. Andrea, genius idea. Thank you for calling this morning.
Yeah, no, not a problem. Y'all have a great day.
Bye. Listen, what I was going to say is they sell little safe jars where it's like it looks like a WD-40 can or hairspray, but you undo the bottom, you unscrew it, and boom, you got a little safe. You can put a bunch of stuff in there, jewelry, money, whatever
so
else you want
genius.
To.
Genius. I love it. You know what? Let's pull up our boy next. He's got his own theme song. Tony, our mascot man in Racine. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning again.
Again, second time today we get to hear your fantastic voice. Yeah. Tony, I need to know everything. Where are you hiding your money? Tell me right now. Where's the cash in?
I got new spots. That's why I'm going to tell you guys because, you know, I do a lot of cash stuff for my business. So I don't do the banks. So I do banks, but not, you know, for cash. But I got two spots. One spot, I have three fake outlets in my house that you can still, that has power to it, but it's a cubby. So you pull the outlet out and it's a storage unit behind the outlet.
Oh, geez. A storage unit behind an outlet. Dang. Okay.
So you can actually use the outlet too. So nobody would even question it.
Whoa. Hold on. So the outlet is functional and people use it, but there's money behind it. Wow.
Correct.
Well, I thought the shampoo was creative. We're taking it to the next level with this one, Tony. Wow.
You can buy those off like Amazon. You know, they're available. So that's where I got mine from. But
perfect. Okay.
I'm looking to buy a new house, so those are going to be gone. I don't need to leave them behind for anybody.
You know what we're finding out, DZ? Who the shadiest of shady people are. You know it, right.
Why you say when we got Tony on the line? Stop. Stop it.
And then my last spot is my favorite spot. I have a bunch of reptiles, and they're actually in the reptile tanks underneath the bedding.
Ooh, ain't nobody touching that.
Nope.
Ain't nobody touching that.
It's safe for life.
Nope.
Yep,
no, thank you.
Snakes, it's all underneath all those reptile stuff, and you would never find it. And if you do, good luck getting them out because they're under my morgue. More aggressive animals. So.
Ooh, oh, see? Wow. Look at that. This man has not barn. He's got lizards and snakes and tarantulas sleeping on $100 bills.
I'm never coming for your money. Thanks for calling, Tony.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
You too, bye. Brother. Bye.
Last but not least, Hillary is in Farmington this morning. Good
Where's
morning.
That?
Hillary, where are you hiding your cash?
Good morning.
Good morning. Wait, where is Farmington? Hold on. I always have to Google. Farmington
is like by West Bend and Fredonia.
North. Mm. You should know this. You lived in Sheboygan and went to Lakeland, DZ. Well, come on,
y'all
get together.
Say this like I know these locations. I'm not a geographer. I'm on the radio.
Okay, fine. Fair. Okay, sorry. Hillary, where do you hide your money? Go on.
So there's two places. One is in my closet on my shelf in the jeans that don't fit me anymore.
We all know the pair. We all got the pair.
Yes, girl.
And then when I used to live with my sister and we would like share cash, I would put money in a DVD case. Mm-hmm. And it would be my sister's keeper. So she knew where the money was.
Oh, in the DVD, My Sister's Keeper.
Not the sisters.
The
yeah. Oh.
That's smart.
Yep. A DVD.
It's like a book.
Because I wouldn't look in that either.
Yeah. Nope.
I'm definitely not opening the book.
You know how many DVDs I got? Ain't nobody looking through all those DVDs, no, man.
Absolutely not. Wow. Okay, those are good suggestions. Thank you. Thank you, Hillary.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Wow. Okay, so a lot of good suggestions today on where people are hiding their money. I just got to get their addresses and we're in, DZ. It's good to go.
Now, everybody just text us your address and the location of where it was again. It will be good.
All right. Today at noon, by the way, I got to bring this up quick. We are starting the Kiss the Summer Hello Weekend because Memorial Day, we're kicking off the summer. We do this every Memorial Day weekend on Kiss FM. And you're going to hear songs like this one. Oh, I cannot wait to bump Kiss all weekend. It's on. When you're barbecuing, when you're partying, just turn on Kiss FM. Pull us up on the Odyssey app. You'll be entered to win tickets to see Taylor Swift.
This ain't Coi Leray. Just let you know right now.
Oh, yeah. This is the original everybody.
OG.
Puff Daddy, when he was Puff Daddy and Mace.